The Bayit Timtim Slayim, if you want to tell me, Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh, you have to give every single month, every day, every week, every month. Shana Rishayin, is it only 365 times, only the first year? Or Kol Shana V'Shana, the rest of your life, every single day, you have to give a 10 dinar to buy your make perfume, teiku, and this thing we're obliged by teiku. Exactly how many times you have to give your wife these 10 dinar. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa Bebita Shanagdima Mangurin. What's happened? The story with the rich, we have this Gemara in Gittin. He's one of the three big Ashirim of Yerushalayim, a very rich person. So by his daughter, when she got married, she apostle Chachamim, the Mashmir, she brought in so much money to her son and to her husband that this Esther, this one tenth that you have to set aside for the perfume for her, and how much was worth. That she apostle Chachamim arba meyazuvim lekupa shabasamim. Labai bayayim. For that one day, she got 400 gold coins for her psamim. That's how big the nedunya, the present she brought into her husband. That the husband instead had to give one tenth back to her for that one day. It was worth 400 golden coins. Omru lehem. So they said back, kach tifsuku libnoisechem. This is the way old Jewish girls should really get. The Yonu Achrei Momen and the Yetzer Omen and Echnami right, all Jewish girls should get like this. Halavai. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Ma'isab Rabbi Yechon and Metzaki. Once happened in the case of Yechon and Metzakai, Shayirochav al Achamor. He was riding on his donkey. For Yoytzim Yushlaim, he was going out of Yushlaim. For Yel Talmidov Mahalchem Achrav, his Talmidim was walking after him. What was this lady doing? She was collecting the barley by the junk of the animals, and which animals? Arabs. She was not much the lowest. She was by the Arabs' animals. And by the junk, the manure that comes out of the animals, she was collecting the barley there. Kivin Shirosa, when this lady saw Yechonah Metzakai, Kivin Shirosa, I say, Nis'at for Bisara. She right away wrapped her hair. The Omdala Funner, she stood up in front of Yechonah Metzakai. Omrullah, she said to him, Rebbe Panasteini, please give me Panasa. Please take care of me. Omrullah, so he said back to her, Biti, my daughter. Miat, who are you? Omrullah, she said back, Bas Nakdiman Ben Gurion ani. I am the daughter of Nakdiman Ben Gurion. That's what happened to her. You know, before she was so rich, much for now she lost all her money. Omrullah, so she said to him, Biti, moment holach. What happened to all the money your father had? Your father was a rich man, he was lying. What happened to all the money? Omrullah, Rebbe. Loikedin Masla Misli. Don't people talk like this in Yerushalayim? That Melech Momin Chosar. Hishno Melech means what protects like salt. What protects your money? Chosar. If you lose money, what does that mean? Rashi says, if you give tzedakah, to give away from your money, that's going to protect your money. You keep it. In other words, vice versa, father, like we'll soon see, did not give enough tzedakah. Therefore, he lost all his money. Rashi Melech Mamet Chosar. Haroitzel Limlech Lamaynay. Kleima Ligroim Loish Yiskayim. If you want to keep your money, Yechasrenu L'tzedakah. Make sure to take off a lot of money to give to tzedakah. Tell me it always. Vechasrenoi Zel Kiyumay. People make a mistake. People think they give away tzedakah, they're losing money. Just the opposite. When the more money, the more tzedakah you give, the more you're going to protect your money. You'll keep your money. Vyamrilon. Some say Chesed. Same thing. Trashiyasim Imenu Chesed. Do Chesed with your money. If you do chesed, kindness, with your money, that's going to keep your money. So Rashi says, V'shobes abo lo yosu tzedakah kero. V'kolam amaynam. Therefore, my father did not give tzedakah the way he was supposed to. And therefore, all his money got destroyed. Therefore, what I'm doing now is collecting my few pennies that I could get, mamish by the worst of the worst, collecting the sarim by the junk of the Arabs. So, Vaiter, Yechon Metzakai Yester, Vishobes Chamiach, Heichen Ho, Vaiter, the Shver was a rich person. What happened to the money your Shver gave you? Omruloi, she said, Bozeb Yibrezeh. Vaiter, they put the money together, and all the money got lost. Whatever business deal they put it into, kids are all the money got lost. And what she has to do now to collect money is to go around by the Arabs and collect the junk, to collect the barley. Omruloi, she said, Rebbe, Zechorato, she said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, do you remember? When you signed the Maksuba, Omolel Natamidus, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Tamidim, Zochorani, I remember, when I signed the Maksuba, Shelzu, for Hoysa Kurabo was written in the Ksuba, Elef, Alpayim, Dinre, Zomi, Beisavia. That the father gave him amish thousands and thousands of golden coins. Chutz mishal chemiya. And excluding for what the shrek, that's what her father gave, and the shrek also gave them. Amish millionaires. And still it was all lost. Is Boch Rabbi Yechon HaMetzak, Rabbi Yechon HaMetzak cried. The Yomani said like this, Ashrechem Yisrael, that bizman shesu mitzvah neshamokim and kolumu beloshen shalatas bem. When Klai Yisrael does mitzvahs, do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches them, and nobody could rule over us. When we don't do what our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do, like Kivat and Afim Ben Gurion did not do Tzedakah the way we were supposed to, is Moishkin Biyadu Meshvola. We're given over to a low nation. For Loi Biyadu Meshvola, not only to the Arabs, a low nation, El Biyad Behemtam Shalu Meshvola. Mamash Lakir, the Bitash and Afim Ben Gurion had to go collect money by the animals of the Arabs to collect the barley by the junkie. Now for the Gemara Kasher, but Akdimim Ben Gurion Loyobitz Doki, is it true that he did not do tzedakah? For a Tanya, we learned like this. Omru Olav al Akdimim Ben Gurion, it was said about him, that Kishoy Yotzim mi Beis Le Beis HaMedrash. When he used to leave his house to go to shul, to go to that learn Beis HaMedrash, Kli Milas Hoyu, he used to take silk clothing, and Matzi and Tachtav, used to like roll the red carpet in front of him. He used to roll down a carpet of silk when he used to walk to shul. And that silk carpet they didn't collect. They used to leave it there. And the Aniyim used to come and take the silk carpet. So every single time he went to the Beis HaMedrash, the Aniyim became rich. Mamish, every time he went there, they had a whole carpet full of silk. So he gave a lot of stock to the Aniyim. So why do you say he didn't give stock for? So he bought the same one parent says, L'chvoy do the of it. After he had this red carpet rolled up for him, that was for his own covet. Came out that it didn't pass for him his time to collect it anymore, so he let the Aniyim take it. But that's not cool doing stuck. He didn't go to really give the money for the Aniyim. He went that he should have a nice silk carpet to walk on. Just afterwards, he left it for the Aniyim. That's not cool doing stuck. The boy is saying, another terror says, no, maybe it's cool he did do stuck this way. But for how rich he was, the way he was supposed to do stuck, he didn't do. A rich man has to know, he has to give more tzedakah than another person. He can't just give like anybody else. If he's rich, he could afford it, he has to give more money. So the way Nakdima Ben Gurion was supposed to give, that much tzedakah he did not do. And could the Amri Yinch, like people say, Lufum Gam L'Shichna, according to how strong the camel is, that's how much weight you put on top of him. If he has more money, he has to give more tzedakah. There's no schum, how much you have to give. You have to give as much as you can afford. Tan Yom Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. Erev in a chom like I should have in a chom. Im larisi shoysam alakete sorry mibeis talfi susim. Biyaku. If I didn't see like this also, the ladies were collecting mamish barley from the tlofim by the animals there, by the talfi susim, by the horses' hooves. In Aku. That krosya le mikruzah, I read upon this pasuk. In other words, there's a pasuk like this that says, Im loy seydiloch, if you're not going to know me, Hayofa Benoshim, the better ones of the ladies, is Siloch Bikvi Atsoin. You're gonna have to go in the footsteps of the Tsoin. Uriyas Gidiyasayach, and pasture with the Gidiyasayach with the kids. Is Al Tikri Gidiyasayach with the kids, Ela Gidiyasayach with your own goof. Now it's your own body, you will also have to go and collect, the Sorim by the animals there. So Rashi says, Imloi Seyde means, Imloi Tisni Leiv, Imloi if the Yidin will not watch the Torah, is Siloch, that means Soifoch, Lot says, Dikve Yatsoin, Valiris, Aski Yasayich. If you're not going to do the mitzvahs, what's going to come out eventually is, you're going to have to go, you'll be so poor, you're going to have to, like here, this mice, to go and collect the barley by the schmutz of the susim of the animals. Right. Omer Rav Shomin Barabba, Omer Rav Yechnan, Hechnisa Lo Zohov, if she brings in gold, that's the present she brings in to her husband, hechnisa loizov, shomen oisei. We have to evaluate, see how much it's worth. Trashi zov, chatiha zov, she brings in a block of gold, We have to evaluate it, see how much it's worth. That's not called like kish. We have to evaluate it. Farehu kishoviv. And Rashi v'lo yosef shlish v'lo yifchas chaynish. Here we don't make no kunsin, a block of gold. We have to give the exact evaluation, how much it's worth, not more, not less. And therefore we write down in the ksuba exactly how much she brought in. But gold is different. Meisve have a kasha on this. Hazov arerik kelim. She brings in gold. It's like any of utensils. My lab doesn't mean to say kelim shakesiv, like silver kelim. The pachsi, that we do make it a little bit less. Trashi arerik kiksofin loisiv shlishlefishim zemanim liskor. That fakir has a locha like it has a locha like my love kelim shakesiv. The pachsi does, it doesn't mean the one is like silver kelim. No, it has a lot of value to it. Since it has a lot of value to it, you have to add a third. Rashi says the Gemara says loy kelim shel zov lepachsi. Just means you have to put in how much is worth like golden kelim. In case for the Gemara says kelim miboyle, should have said like its own kelim, like golden kelim. The yoid also tiny. We learn like this zov arerik kelim din rei zov arerik sofim. It says clearly that gold is like kelim and din rezov is like sofin. They don't count out each one separately. You have to evaluate it. For b'shaveim, and the exact evaluation, that's what you write down. Now, shem gamliel lahay, where's it going on? Ilay mo asayfo mechlar matana kama sova fi lo mokim shenogu shlo leporten. Hol loy nafki. We're not talking about that. And the lava race going in the first case, this is what I meant to say. Zov, when you have gold, it's like kelim like utensils. Ma kelim, what kind of kelim? Kelim shokes like silver kelim. If you have shuvan galiyah, ma renke, dinyu shal zov, no, it's like gold, golden coins. So, b'mokim shinogos, to leport, we don't count that each one separately. That's what he meant to say. Moses loy liyelo my sefer is going on the sefer. The nafki adet chak abo kimef lagim asav kimef lagim shalch loy kimef lo nafki yelo adet chak loy loy mishalchin loy. All right, we'll go over this last Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. Why do you say